Welcome to the Functional Alignment Podcast, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and wellness. Specializing in the fields of chiropractic, functional medicine, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this podcast is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach, from addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine. This podcast covers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their own health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep listening.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I put out a poll a couple days ago about what potential episode you would be interested in listening to next, and that was between one about the Oura Ring and all of its features and one about body image. And I also did put an option out for both, and that got the most likes, so we're going to do both of those episodes, but today we're just going to focus on the Oura Ring and all of its features. So I'll just jump right into it. I have the Oura Ring. I got it about a year ago, and before that I used to have the Apple Watch. However, I wanted the Oura Ring more so to track my sleep, and the main benefit of it I find for myself is I'm able to track my cycles. And I am not on birth control, so this is a way for me to track my ovulation, and I can walk you through that in a little bit. But right now I'm going to start with kind of like the background on the Oura Ring and some things you may not know about it, and then comparing it to a couple of other ones. So I've had it, I said, for about a year now, and one thing with the Oura Ring is there is a monthly membership to keep like it activated, I would say, to get all of its benefits. However, the monthly membership, I believe, is either $4.99 or $5.99 a month, which is fine. I don't mind spending that at all. If you look at the Whoop, which is very comparable to the Oura Ring, I believe the Whoop is cheaper to purchase, like the watch itself, but I believe the monthly fee for that is around $30 a month. So comparing those two, I went with the Oura Ring. You can also use, if you have like a HSA card or something from work, you're allowed to use that to buy the Oura Ring. So you can also look into that. And then I also have I believe $40 or $50 off coupon. I will link it in the show notes, but you're more than welcome to use that if you wanted to look into it. So I just got this because, you know, I saw it on Instagram and I really wanted to learn more about my own sleep and my own cycle and everything like that, but I didn't realize how much I would actually learn about like the need for rest and so much more. So when you open up the Oura Ring app on your phone, at the morning, like after sleep, when you wake up, you open it up, it takes about like 30 seconds to download and analyze your sleep from the previous night. So based off of that, you get a readiness score and you get a sleep score. So with the readiness score, it's out of 100%, and it will give you like a little snippet of how you should do that day, if you should rest, if you should work out. Your active calories that you should be burning that day is based off of your readiness score, basically. So your readiness score is taken into account how well you recovered the previous night before in your sleep, and like your resting heart rate, your heart rate variability, your respiratory rate, and your body temperature. And it also goes into deeper things like, how was your activity balance the day before? How has your sleep regularity been previously? Like, are you getting consistent sleep? Is your circadian rhythm good? And I find this feature to be really neat, because the couple times I get sick, maybe like once or twice a year, but this readiness feature caught it 2 days before I was gonna get sick, because my body temperature spiked and I personally didn't feel it on myself, but my Oura Ring detected it, and it said my body temperature was like plus 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit higher than what it normally should be. So it detected that like I should take a complete rest day. Like my readiness score was like a 30%, which normally I'm at like 85 to 95% readiness score. So I was like, okay, I need to take a break, I guess. And I did, and my recovery from, I got sick, but it was only like 1 or 2 days. And I think this feature was probably the reason why I knew it was coming. So I took it mellow the next couple days, and I don't know, I think I was just like hooked ever since then, because I thought it was so neat that it could tell in advance that my body was going to get hit with something. So that's the readiness score. And then you also get a sleep score out of 100%. And the sleep score, it's really neat. It tells you your total sleep. It tells you the total time that you were in bed. So for example, last night I slept for 9 hours and 30 minutes, and I was in bed for 10 hours and 15 minutes. I guess I got a lot of sleep last night, but anyways. and then it will tell you your efficiency in sleep, and it's neat because when you tap on like the word efficiency, it will give you way more deep explanation into what it means. So I won't go into that, but just neat features. There's always more things to read and learn about what it gives you as data. So it gives you your REM sleep, which REM sleep is when rapid eye movement. So this is important for, this is when they say if this is decreased, it's decreased because of alcohol, caffeine, like that type of stuff. So it will give you a score out of what you want to be in. I was in it for 27% of my sleep cycle, so for 2 hours and 36 minutes. And then it will give me how long I was in my deep sleep for, which deep sleep is called like the rejuvenating, restorative deep sleep. And you want to be anywhere from 0 to 35%. So I was in 20% last night, and that equated for an hour and 53 minutes, it told me. And then it will tell you also how long you were in light sleep for. So I was in light sleep for 5 hours out of those 9 hours and 30 minutes. And then it will give you your latency. Latency means how long it took you to fall asleep. And it will give you a score based on that. So if you fall asleep within like 2 minutes, it's telling you that your body's way overtired and you need to be taking rest more appropriately. Whereas if you're falling asleep within 10 to 20 minutes of laying down, that's like the appropriate time, and you'll get like a 100% score in the latency field then. And then again, you're able to see your whole kind of cycle, sleep cycle, with the REM, the light, the deep, in a graphic form as well. And then it will also show you your average oxygen saturation and your breathing regularity. So if you have like sleep apnea or anything, it may be able to detect that. However, I'm not positive because I do not have it, so I cannot say that for certain. And then I love to see my HRV. HRV is probably one of the most significant features, I would say, as to how you can tell your body's recovering. If your HRV, you don't want your HRV to be super low, and you don't want it to be super high. If it's super low, it's like anything below, I would say like 75, you know, you need to work on, you know, your body just needs some extra rest, and it needs to be, you know, you got to lower cortisol, or you got to increase cortisol. You just want cortisol balance. So there's all these different features that come into HRV, but I'm not going to dive into that right now. However, I would say an ideal HRV is going to be, for myself, it says anywhere from like 100 to 115. So the HRV is, you want higher, and your resting heart rate, you want lower, basically. And then let me see, another feature of the Oura Ring recently that it came out with is, it's called resilience. And after your previous day, it takes into your resilience score, and you can get scored as exceptional, strong, solid, adequate, or limited. And this is kind of based off your stress levels throughout the day. So it will tell you if you're in a super stressed out state, if you're in a like engaged state, a relaxed state, or a restored state. So this is something that I personally have to work on because my body is mostly in a stressed out state, but I notice that it's mostly in the stressed out state when I'm at work or when I'm, you know, talking in front of people, anything that kind of, you know, would increase your heart rate and cause you to be like alert and everything. So my goal since this feature came out is to be more in a relaxed and restored state. And I also noticed that I think it takes it off of body temperature too, because whenever I'm towards the in my like late luteal phase, so when my temperature is higher, I notice that my body's in a more stressed out state for a longer period of time. So I think it has something also to do with the cycle. It just came out a couple months ago, so I'm trying to do more like experiments on it on myself and figure that out. But I do enjoy that feature because it's nice to know where my resilience is, if I'm strong or if it's exceptional. If it's exceptional, I'll push myself a little bit harder in my workouts and stuff like that. What else? So the Oura Ring also came out with a new feature, I think last week, about heart health, and it came out with your cardiovascular age and what your actual cardiovascular age is compared to your actual age. So I'm 23, but my actual cardiovascular age is that of a 19 or 20 year old due to it taking the data from, I don't actually know what it takes it from, but I haven't looked into this feature too much. I just noticed that recently. And I think it's kind of cool that you're able to tell, you know, what you're doing for your body is doing it good and everything. So I enjoy that feature. And then let's see what else we have. There's a bunch of meditations and all of that and breath work that you can explore through if you pay the $5.99 a month. And it also has a bunch of new blogs that they always come out with, which I enjoy reading. So the last thing I will say of why I recently got the Oura Ring and why I was intrigued in it was because it tracks your, It tracks your temperature. So your basal metabolic temperature first thing when you wake up. This is very difficult to do because it's nearly impossible to do. I had no success with trying to do it with the thermometer and everything like first thing in the morning. So this is very convenient and easy. And I have to say the Oura Ring has really improved with telling you all about your cycle and like your cycle length, your variability, and predicting your cycle for you. So again, I said that this is my form of birth control that I use. Just personally, I find that this works for me. So there's a pattern that you should see when your temperature is decreased consistently for like 15 days, you know that you're in your follicular phase of your cycle, meaning that you're in day from like day one is the bleed day, and then around like day 7 you stop, and then to day 15 is around when ovulation would start. This is just like an ideal cycle, I would say. So at day 15 then you should start to see the temperature spike up, and when the temperature spikes up you know that you're in ovulation. And that's basically, there's like 2 to 3 days of the month that you can really only get pregnant around ovulation. So just being aware of that and knowing when you're ovulating. There's more tests that you can be doing, like testing your hormone levels and everything more specifically to know about ovulation. But I just haven't gotten there yet. So I just use this right now. And then when the temperature spikes, you know that you're in your luteal phase. So that's when, you know, progesterone is getting higher. Estrogen is also getting higher as well sometimes. So you're making more food for the body. The body needs more food. You're building up that lining that's going to be shedding then on day 28. So then when the body starts to shed, then the temperature will drop again. So you're kind of getting, like, in simple terms, 15 days of low temperature from day 1 to 15, and then ideally a high temperature from day, like, 15 or 16 to day 28 to 30. Give or take, it's always going to change. You know, there's so many things that can play into a cycle, but this is one feature that I really do enjoy, and I've noticed there's trends and stuff that will change my temperature day to day and everything like that. So I have enjoyed learning about myself through this feature. That is really neat. And then I will go through and talk about some things that I don't really care for in the Oura Ring. I love the Oura Ring. There's nothing really that I don't not like about it. That was a double negative. But I've heard some people say that they've had issues with it tracking their steps. I personally haven't had any issues with it. I wear it on my left hand, and I'm right hand dominant, so maybe it's more accurate if you wear it on your non-dominant hand, because if you're always, like, moving your right hand, if you're that hand dominant, maybe it's catching more steps than normal it should be. I find it pretty accurate with my steps and my walking equivalency, to be honest, but some people have said the opposite, and then it's not great at tracking your workouts, I'll say, except if it's like a stationary cardio workout, or if it's a walk, or if it's a run outside or something like that. But you can, like, manually input your workout, so I always, like, manually input my strength workout and all that stuff, because it doesn't really catch it. But besides that, I can't really say enough. I don't really use it too much for workouts and stuff like that. I just kind of go by, like, if I know if I'm pushing myself, and it's able to record if I'm in, like, a high intensity zone or medium zone or low intensity zone based off my heart rate and everything like that. So I wouldn't just go off, like, the calories per se. If that's what you're looking at with workouts, there's a lot more to it. But besides that, I really can't say enough. I do love this Oura Ring. I think I'll have it forever. It's a little bulky, but it's super light. It's not heavy at all. And you can do a ring sizing kit. So if you go on their app and you don't know what, like, ring size you are, you can order a ring sizing kit first and then pick out the size. And then from there, you'll pick, like, you'll type in what size you are in your account, and then it will send you the actual ring. So it's like a two-week, three-week process, I would say, if you're going that route. So give yourself ample time if you're interested in that. But besides that, I think that's all I have. I, again, will link any codes or discount codes I have for this in the show notes. And if you have any more questions, don't hesitate to reach out. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and thanks for tuning in.